Dr. Secretary Office Note on Patient Susana Del Toro's SUSANA Del Toro DLTORO. Date of birth is 11/17/1975. Date of service 5/8/2023. Preparing of the patient is 47-year-old female who is presenting to my office for a chief complaint of right flank pain that has been chronic for years. Sometimes it radiates to her lower extremity on the right side. Patient mentions that when she drinks a lot of water, she does have that pain. And lately, she's been having lower back pain radiating to the right lower extremity that is relieved by NSAID use, namely Aleve, period. Patient wants to have a good checkup to make sure the kidneys are not involved, paragraph. Past surgical history includes abdominoplasty in 2015, period, allergies, non-drug allergies, period, paragraph, social history, patient is married with 3 kids, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug use, she is a family therapist, period, paragraph, family history is unknown, patient is adopted, period, paragraph, review of systems, didn't have any headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, she has had right flank pain on and off for years, according to her, she was thought to have recurrent UTIs in the past, and had received multiple courses of antibiotics with other complications that she had from altered microbiome. She also saw Dr. Jane for UroGYN and had a cystoscopy done, and there was no evidence of interstitial nephritis. Patient lately had the lower back pain on the radiating to the right lower extremity, compatible with S1 radiculopathy, period. Patient last menstrual period was around 2 years ago, period. She denies any GI symptoms in terms of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or abdominal pain, or constipation, period. Patient denies any current dysuria, hematuria. She does have occasional nocturia, denies any staining upon urination, and she does have occasional incomplete emptying of the bladder, denies any vaginal dryness, no leg swelling, water systems are reviewed, are negative. Patient received 2 doses of COVID-19 vaccine, period, paragraph. Current medications, none of physical exam, her vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupil jump, reactive to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, nematuric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular venous distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no tape pupil gaff, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated and rhythm, normal S1, S2, no murmurs heard, no friction of her lungs, active to auscultation, no crackles or visits heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no spinomegaly, no guarding rebound or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema to lower extremities, skin rash, not a neuro exam, is not focal. Investigations not available at this time, assessment and plan 1, right flank pain, on and off, we need to rule out the chronic obstruction. We're going to do a renal ultrasound with renal Doppler, and we are going to do a blood workup as well to rule out any kidney pathology, period. Next diagnosis, low back pain radiating to the lower extremity, most likely compatible with inflamed S1 radiculopathy, S1 root, nerve root, and subsequent radiculopathy. May need imaging of the lumbosacral spine in the future if we don't have any answers from the ultrasound, period, paragraph. Patient will be seen in the office in around 2 weeks to discuss the workup and for further recommendations. Paragraph CC, Dr. Pond, P-O-N-D-T, and report. Thanks.